This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We are very good in America at figuring out clever ways to move money around, but what about actually making stuff? When the April employment report comes out in about an hour and a half, we'll be looking to see, among other things, what happened with manufacturing jobs. There is big-time manufacturing in factories, but what about an emerging grassroots style of making things that's about craftsmanship, tinkering, and innovation involving things that you can actually touch? Here to talk about this maker movement in America is Jules Pierri, founder and CEO of a product launch platform called The Grommet. Jules, good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
So some of it is crafty stuff, Etsy things that would be sold on the site Etsy, but you're talking even beyond that.
Well, I'm looking at your headphones. They could be crafted by a maker. I mean, we've launched ourselves probably five or six different iterations of headphones. One of them actually was a student group out of Berkeley, and they noticed the problem that our cords get tangled in our bags. So they came up with a product that's basically a zipper. You know, the cord is a zipper, and it cannot be tangled. And these are, you know, two students at Berkeley coming up with this idea.
Yeah, it used to be fancy research labs, big corporations. You think of General Electric, you think of IBM. It's moved downward, more toward the grassroots is what you're saying.
I've seen it very tangibly in my own career because I started out as an industrial designer. You had to be in a big company and extremely expensive equipment around you to get anything done. It was not accessible. 7 years ago, I went to an industrial design school to speak, and I saw 3D printers available to the students for $15 an hour. And it was mind-blowing. I would have been a different designer.
Now, some of this is a jobs story. People have worried for years about jobs going overseas for larger scale manufacturing, but you're seeing some of this dreaming up of the new idea happening right here.
At the moment, 57% of American adults identify themselves as makers, and they're pumping $29 billion into the economy. If you think about how the software industry really blossomed, it was because the tools to participate became very accessible and cheap. Now, you have that same sort of creative drive, but it can be directed in two ways. You can do software, but hardware, as some people call it, or things, are accessible in the same kind of way that programming became accessible to ordinary people.
Jules Pierri is founder and CEO of The Grommet. Thank you very much.
Thanks, David.